Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Salty Nerd Podcast. This week, we are talking about Rambo First Blood Part 2. What's up, everyone? Welcome to the podcast. We're talking one of the better 80s sequels ever made. This is up there.
80s?
Isn't this the 80s?
Yeah.
One of the best sequels ever made.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, it's up there with Godfather Part 2.
Right. Of all the sequels that are out there, right? T2, awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was 90s.
That was 90s?
Yep.
Yeah. It counts.
It's just, it's one of those rare things where the sequel is better than the first one, right?
Aliens. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to get to.
I don't consider Aliens a sequel to.
Those are two different
kind of movies. But yeah, I get it.
Still there. Yeah. I've forgotten how good this movie was. Mm-hmm. And when we watched the first one, I was like, oh yeah, the first one freaking rocks. And then I watched this one, I was like, holy cow.
Well, it's funny because the first one's very serious and grounded in many ways. This one, he's just a straight up fucking superhero.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Dude.
Some of you may remember that I hated the first one.
Yes, yeah, Jude. Yeah. How'd you feel about this one?
I thought it was hilarious. Oh, hilarious. I loved it.
You loved it. You love this one. That's great.
Yeah.
I don't care if she thinks it's funny.
That's weird.
I mean, it's a sad movie if you really think about it. But
the thing that's cool about this movie is, and this was apparent to me last night in our watch party, is that you don't really have to watch First Blood to watch this one.
Not correct.
Really? You could be like, hey, why is he in jail?
Yeah, and that's it.
Well, that's
it's
it.
Like, oh, well, that's an interesting start, but
yeah,
okay, he's in jail.
But they kind of explain, I'm sorry you're here, Rambo. I tried to get you out. You know,
yeah.
I got a deal. We can get you out of this place if you would do this, this, and this. Like, yeah. I mean, it explains kind of how we got there.
Right.
But if you really want the full story, you can go back and watch him dismantle an entire town in Oregon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's fine. I got it.
For sure.
I had a great time. I can't wait to hear why Jude thought it was funny.
Well, there because was definitely was. Some funny movie yeah. moments.
Let's get into it.
Okay. You ready?
Take it away.
Okay. 1985, Rambo First Blood Part 2. Rated R with a runtime of 1 hour 36 minutes. This had a budget of $44 million. What do you think this brought into the box office?
$200 million.
All right, Vader.
Oh, man.
Banger. Banger of an 80s movie.
I don't remember if the... I'm going to say 140.
Okay. Had a budget of $44 million with a box office bring home of $300 million.
Wow. Yes!
That's awesome.
Hey, I got the speedboat.
You get a speedboat!
What would that be in today's money? Is this a billion-dollar movie in today's money?
1985?
With that much of a...
1985, $300 million?
Uh-huh.
Let me Google it.
I'm going to say $900 million.
It's up there.
While I'm doing this, go ahead and do your synopsis, and I'll get back to you in just one second.
Robe is working on it. He's going to let us know. Chat's working on it.
Chat's doing it?
Okay.
Chat's working
That's
on it.
That's why we love our chat.
We love our chat.
Hey, go to saltynerddiscord.com and join us every week live on Twitter Spaces for our movie reviews.
On Tuesdays.
That's right.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
Rambo's being sent back to the Vietnam jungle on a covert mission only he is qualified for. He's only being sent in for recon, and under no circumstances is he to engage the enemy. But this is a Rambo movie, not a standing around being a pussy movie. Rambo's been fighting a war in his head since the first Blood, and he really needs a win. He confirms there are American soldiers being held captive and escapes with one in tow. With their sexy love interest guide, the group heads toward the rendezvous spot for pickup, but is double-crossed by the pirates they paid to transport them, forcing Rambo to flee on foot, engaging with every enemy along the way. The rescue helicopter is ordered to abort the mission, leaving Rambo to get captured, and then the Rambo part of the movie begins. He's got POWs to save, bad guys to kill, and a score to settle with that asshole, Murdoch.
Mm,
discuss.
God dang.
This is actually a prequel to Cobra Kai. I don't know if you guys know that.
Fucking John Kreese.
You're not wrong. Yeah. Yeah. John Kreese is in this movie, and he's in the Vietnam War, which is his backstory from the Karate Kid movies.
Yes.
He was in Vietnam with freaking Johnny Silver or whatever the hell his name was. Duke Silver.
Terry Silver.
Terry Silver.
Yeah.
Whatever his name was. I'm like, oh, that's...
We saw it.
This happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think before we get into the movie, though, we need to just kind of like set up the pretense of why this movie was made.
Take it away.
It's because in 1985, which is only 10, 12 years after the Vietnam War was over, which is weird to me because we're further removed from Desert Storm now or Afghanistan or whatever the hell we call it than we were when I was 15 when this movie came out from Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
It's very strange when I look at it now.
Those surreal. Kind of
it's very surreal. But back then, there was a thing where there was a legitimate belief, and maybe it was true, and I have not looked into this a whole lot in a very long time, but I know there's documentaries and stuff made about this stuff and books written about Vietnamese camps that were not closed when the war ended, and that we have a lot of guys that never came home that were assumed captured or lost, you know, and there was a real concern back then that we had soldiers in these that were being still held in Vietnam.
In the jungle.
In the jungle.
Christian Bale did a movie, a true story movie about it. Rising Dawn.
And it was a thing.
Empire of the Sun.
And I think I just think it's important before we go into this movie that we just recognize that, because that's what the pretense of this movie was about. It was a thing.
There was a thing
in 1980, in the early 1980s, in the late 70s, that we need to bring our boys home. But we don't know who's still over there.
And there's a lot of anti-war, just like very similar to the first movie.
Yeah.
There's a lot of anti-war messaging in this movie as well about the war being nonsense and being useless, and we just went there to go die. And it was it's a bunch of stuff. It's accurate.
If only our soldiers had explosive arrows, we could have won that war.
Oh, my God. Those bomb arrows were amazing.
Oh, incredible.
Yeah.
Like little mini nukes.
They're like napalm arrows.
Oh, geez, what was I going to say?
So we're just setting the movie up.
Yeah.
So Troutman comes to get Rambo out of jail.
Out of jail. Yeah. This jail that he was in, I've worked in that jail.
Yeah.
it's a labor camp.
It's a labor camp. They're out there with pickaxes, like breaking giant boulders down. There's like trucks driving by nothing in them.
That's how jail should be.
I'm like, wow.
That's how jail should be.
That's one hell of a jail.
That's what Temple of Doom was making those kids do.
Right? It's a cobalt mine in the middle of Africa somewhere. It was just awful. I was like, Jesus Christ, man, that's terrible. But Rambo gets called to action. He's like, hey, I can get you out of here if you do this gig.
You go do this bullshit photo op.
Yeah. And it's funny, too, when he goes in, they're like, listen, we just want you to take pictures. He's like, wait, you want me to take pictures? You want me to, I can get him out. I just get him out and be done with it. He's like, no, we don't want you to do that.
There's nobody there. You're just going in.
Just go take a picture.
This bureaucratic nonsense.
Nonsensical.
Like, okay, yeah.
Rescue Don.
He was like, it'd just be funny if he was just taking selfies the whole time.
Well, I said it would be really funny if he went in there, got all of the prisoners out, and all of the pictures on the camera were like them documenting their journey on the way back to freedom, like selfies.
Drawing a dick on the Vietnamese prison guard's face as he's like passed out.
Glorious. Yeah. Real quick, shout out to Nerdy Neo. $300 million, $850 million today.
Nice.
Close to a billion.
So, and the budget for this movie would have been $113 million. So that's
good amount of profit.
That's good.
Yeah.
Did better than Indiana Jones 5.
Yeah, if only Disney can make movies that make that kind of money now, right? So, yeah. Fantastic.
This was also Stallone in his prime.
Dude.
Yeah. Oh, my God. He looks amazing.
Shredded.
Chiseled.
Dude, when he was, when they captured him with a, I guess, spoiler, whatever.
Yeah.
The Russians.
Came out in 85.
The Russians came out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Like that, the main bad guys, right, that came out after he gets captured. He goes
Russians?
Out there. Yeah. He goes out there. He finds out that there are actual POWs. He goes to rescue one of them. A lot of them. He rescues one and gets them to this high point where the helicopter is going to come in. Uh-huh. And then, like, his buddy, Colonel, comes out and he's like, I'm going to go rescue Rambo and get that boy out of there. And then the dickhead makes the call. Leave him behind. We're getting out of there. Abort the mission.
Yeah.
Rambo gets caught. They go back to the prison camp. Then the Russians show up to interrogate him. And they have him chained up to that freaking like old mattress bed frame or whatever. And they start electrocuting him. And he's just freaking like Greek god status chiseled.
That was a really good setup for telling us how chiseled Stallone was.
You need to get there.
It's funny, like this movie was one of the first to do like the strap-on scene, like montage where like, you know, he's gearing up for war. He's putting the knives in like their sheath and stuff like that. And you get these extreme close-ups of his like veined biceps. Dude. And Jude just pulls the Jean-Claude Van Damme. It's like, I need a camera for my muscles.
He legitimately had one.
He needed a camera for his muscles.
Yeah.
He needed a camera for his bulging veins.
Yes.
And then he needed more grease for those muscles.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Give me more oil.
Yeah. You know, I made the comment last night that I don't think that The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, or any of these new action stars can hold Arnold's or Stallone's or Van Damme's or any of these guys from the 80s. I don't think they're able to hold their jock straps. I really don't. These guys are on such next level when it comes to making these action movies.
Yeah, yeah.
That it's insane to me. Because, you know, there's no blue green shit here. There's no CGI.
Oh, yeah. No, this is all practical. Movies.
There's something gritty about an 80s movie that we just don't have today.
Yeah. You know, it's just such a different way of making action movies back then. Those are real explosions, okay?
There's no such thing as digital touch-ups.
No.
When you're doing your muscle shot.
Not at all.
Either got it or you don't.
There's no
padded suits in this movie either. You're not a superhero with a cape and a bunch of pads on your
Weird Al with like the muscle padding. Shirt.
Yeah. Yeah. It's legit, right? You're watching this movie. They put that on screen because they filmed it. And you're right. And because of the time period, it was actually done on film, so it's got that grit to it. It just has a feel. Every 80s movie has a feel to
it. Right. It annoys me when I see, you know, people like The Rock. And I'm not trying to talk shit about The Rock because he makes action movies that are
shitty tequila, but whatever.
You know, it's awful tequila. But, you know, I just saw something this week where he's making some movie and the motherfucker's getting $50 million.
That's the whole budget for this movie.
Yeah. To make a movie.
Yeah, dude.
And we wonder why these movies that they're making these days don't make any money. It's because we're paying The Rock $50 million to do fucking steroids and act in front of a green screen.
Well, he's
gonna, crazy.
He's
but you won't pay the writer of that movie a living wage.
But the motherfucker can't carry a movie right now. It's just Shazam or whatever, the Black Adam.
Yeah,
sucks.
Black Adam
it's
was
terrible.
Not great.
Fucking, you know, is he going to go make another?
Did he put $50 million worth of tickets in the theaters?
No, he doesn't have that kind of pull. I don't think he doesn't have Arnold pull. He doesn't have Stallone pull. He just doesn't.
Yes, this movie made Stallone like one of the biggest actors in Hollywood, one of the biggest stars in the world. This also created the iconic image of Rambo with like the red headband.
Yeah, the red headband.
And like the shirtless, you know, body with the fucking Bowie knife and the bazooka and all that stuff. Like it was... This is the movie that cemented Rambo in American pop culture.
What was the spoof on this that Charlie Sheen did?
Hot Shots.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had the red bandana.
Yeah.
And he passed his dad on a boat from it was like a Apocalypse Now shout out or whatever. Yeah. Yeah. That movie was funny too. But yeah, the action set pieces in this movie were freaking glorious. The boat ride that he takes, where he gets like betrayed by the little pirate guys on the boat. And then the big ship comes over with the gun and just freaking blows the hell out of that thing.
There's that scene where like they're dropping him into the drop zone to get to the Vietnamese prison camp, and his ripcord gets like stuck in the plane.
Yeah.
And he's like hanging there. And again, you said this was all practical, and there are a few shots that are kind of chintzy looking,
right?
Mm-hmm. But for the most part, the way that it's edited, you're like, wow, like this is actually like a pretty good scene.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Well, I mean. Because I just saw Mission Impossible, and then I went and watched this movie right afterwards, and I was like, I bet you Tom Cruise would have really done that.
Yeah, 100%.
He was like, oh, yeah, tie me to the side of an airplane and drag me around for a while.
Yeah.
Totally fine.
No big deal.
No big deal. It's fine. So back in the 80s, obviously, they were
Do you think Tom Cruise hasn't already done that? Come on.
Oh, he literally did it in fifth or sixth one or whatever.
Been there, done that.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Now he's jumping off of cliffs on a dirt bike, which is great. I mean, good for him.
Oh, don't spoil it.
Well,
that's in the trailer.
I'm just kidding.
There was actually a stunt.
I'm not going to say it.
There was a stunt man who died because of like some helicopter stunt in this movie.
Oh wow!
So like back then in the 80s, like you know you couldn't put your star in a situation like where you know Tom Cruise could actually do that stunt.
Stuntmen were actual stuntmen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
risking their lives.
Well, you said that in the first movie, the stunt guy who was driving the car, the police car that flipped over, it wasn't supposed to flip over.
Yeah.
And he like damaged his spine in that scene. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
And Brian Dennehy got fucked up in the final scene.
I have a friend whose husband is a stunt worker. And like he would be out of commission for accidents all the time. She'd come to work and she'd be like, oh yeah, I got my husband home for like couple of months now.
Well, he's recovering from his injury.
He got like a rod through his eye. Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah. Talk about not paying the writers enough. You don't pay your stunt guys enough.
Seriously.
Christ.
Yeah.
He's hanging in traction off the closet.
Those people end up practically paralyzed later on in life.
Oh, yeah. You're not coming back from that. Yeah. That's a way of life, man.
But Stallone, I think he had to train for like 8 months to get that 0.2% body fat body.
I just don't want to work that hard at anything.
He was crazy shredded in that scene. But yeah, it was, you don't get that kind of stuff anymore, man. No. And unfortunately.
You can tell.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You can tell. It's all digital nonsense these days. Mm-hmm. Did you see the trailer for the next Expendables movie?
Because
they're still making those.
They're trying to pass the torch in this one.
Well, now it's a new generation.
It's not going to work.
Is it a girl that
they're passing?
Yes, it
is. No! It's fucking Megan Fox.
Megan Fox. 50 Cent.
It's so bad.
Ludicrous.
It's got Tony Jaa in it.
Yeah.
I think he's a bad guy.
Just stop now.
We need to watch the first three of those.
I love those movies. They're so fun. They're so stupid fun. But
you talked about how this was a precursor to the Expendables.
Oh, yeah. They name drop Expendables like three times in this movie.
I'm expendable.
Expendable. What mean expendable?
You're not expendable.
Oh, his love interest is this adorable.
Oh my God,
Vietnamese chick.
The whole movie, up until she becomes in love, the whole movie, I was like, every time she would be like, Rambo, I'd go, I love you.
Yeah.
And then finally they kiss, and I was like, what the fuck?
Oh yeah, they did it for sure.
Also, the way she spoke, me and Jude were watching the show Warrior, and we just kept saying like. Like, we partners. I take care of my partners.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I got you.
She was adorable.
She goes, oh, you can take me back to America. I open whole house.
I open vineyard
open
with
brothel. I open prostitute slaves.
Yeah. Listen, if you're listening to this Rambo 2 review, we're mentioning a show called Warrior. Yeah.
That you should absolutely watch.
Which you should absolutely watch and watch our reviews on it. But there's a character named Atoy who runs a brothel in San Francisco, and she talks very similar to that. But yeah, she was such an adorable character.
She was kind of a weird insert though, because they just kind of threw her in the movie as far as I was concerned. You know, it's like there was no setup for her, she just showed up.
The whole movie, every time they like had a close up on her face with her green eyes, I kept thinking of Big Trouble Little China. Mm-hmm. Chinese girls no have green eyes.
She's Vietnamese, right?
But she was the CIA contact who was like local to the area, and she was going to be the one to lead Rambo to the POW camp. Yeah.
So he
was surprised when he found out she was a woman.
Yeah.
I really liked her character.
She's immediately thirsty.
Oh, well, of course.
Yeah. I was like, oh, Jesus.
Holy cow. This freaking guy. But she's like, can you take me back to America? Because obviously she would want to get the hell out of there.
And they kiss.
And then immediately kill her.
Yeah.
Within seconds of them going.
Rambo
like,
never gets the girl.
Oh, dude, I felt so bad for him.
He can't be happy. We're going to make more movies.
A happy Rambo is not going to work.
No.
There's never a happy ending for Rambo.
We want to see a Rambo movie where he like wakes up and cooks his family breakfast.
Isn't that like the last Rambo movie?
They tried to do it.
I want to ask you guys, so out of the five Rambo movies, where would you rank this one?
I've only seen the first and second one.
Yeah, this is the best one. I would put this above the first one because it's more action-oriented.
I like this so much more than the first one. The first one, I couldn't stand. I hated it.
I hate that question because for the show, we've only watched this
we've
one
only
and
watched
the first
two.
One. And I want to watch the other ones for the show.
Yeah, so. For sure. We will. Well, you know, this will be a rotation. Yeah, we'll get Rambo in there.
But definitely,
I would
definitely the best one.
This one first.
Yeah.
And then the fourth one where he's a little bit older. But it's back in Vietnamese.
It was funny when I was rewatching this because I love the fourth one too, and I'm watching it. I'm like, oh, the fourth one was just kind of like the same movie.
It's the exact same movie. It's literally the same movie, except instead of rescuing POWs, he's rescuing like Christian
missionaries
or something like that. It doesn't really matter.
They even have like the exact same rice paddy thing.
Yeah.
The bad guys look exactly the same.
Remember how popular that second movie was?
Yeah, all you're missing are the Russians.
Get John Kreese back here.
Here's what you guys are missing. The 1985, the real enemy.
The Russians.
Is those goddamn Russians.
Oh, yeah. Dude, they even had the same
fucking communists.
They had the same attack helicopter from
Red Dawn.
Red Dawn. Yeah.
If there's an action movie in the 80s with Russians in it and communists, you're gonna
have a, the helicopter.
You're getting a battleship.
Guys, the Russian actors show up in their helicopter. They're like, did you want to use this
Russian gunship was used in Red Dawn.
That's the same one?
Yeah.
Oh, glorious.
It was one of the same ones.
Which one came out first, Red Dawn or this movie?
I think Red Dawn. I want to say it was 83.
This looks newer than the Red Dawn movie.
You guys want to hear something funny? So you know the head Russian guy in this movie. He's the only one who like kind of speaks.
Yeah.
So originally, Dolph Lundgren was cast in that role.
That would be awesome.
and when they got on set, Stallone realized, because he was going to shoot this movie and Rocky IV back-to-back, he realized that Dolph Lundgren was also cast in Rocky IV, and he's like, I can't have you in both my movies.
Yeah.
So,
why not? Red Dawn was 84.
So he bought out Dolph Lundgren's contract for Rambo so that he could, you know, be the bad guy in Rocky.
So hold on.
Honestly, if Dolph Lundgren had been in this, I don't know if I could have rooted for Rambo. I have a thing for that man.
You're telling me that Dolph got paid for this movie? That he didn't do anything?
Yeah, so basically
living the dream.
So basically, Dolph got cast and for whatever reason, Stallone didn't know about it. And when Stallone realized it, he basically paid out his contract. So he got paid.
Wow.
And then he brought in this other guy who does a great Russian.
Mm-hmm. Sure, yeah.
But it was kind of funny because...
He dies.
At the beginning of this movie, at the prison camp, did you guys recognize the guard that was escorting Stallone to see the colonel?
Sven Thorsen!
Yes!
Sven
Thorsen! Yes.
Another Sven Thorsen cameo.
Sven Thorsen.
Uncredited.
Yes,
uncredited.
And for him. Still, we've never heard his voice, other than I'm going to go get some steroids.
Good old Sven. I love the 80s,
the
man.
One line he got in a movie
and
ever.
The Running Man. Yeah. I'm going to go get some steroids. He just walks off the screen, never comes back again.
I said that line as he was walking after like the colonel sent away. He was like, I'm going to go get some steroids.
Grueling.
I love it.
So you want to hear something really funny about this movie?
Yes, please.
So who do you think wrote this movie?
Sylvester Stallone. I don't know.
Well, I know who wrote the movie.
Do you?
Yeah.
Who is it?
So James Cameron wrote this movie.
Oh, okay. Hey,
he was he was writing it at the same time he was writing Aliens. And basically they had like a story treatment from a different writer that Cameron was working off of. And Cameron's version of the movie was quite different than the movie we eventually got. His version of the movie had Rambo with a jokey sidekick character.
Oh, no.
And the producers were going to hire...
Rob Schneider.
Close. John Travolta to play the character. Because John Travolta was kind of like a rising star at the time.
See? POWs over there.
So basically, Stallone came in and he was like, he's like, I'm not sharing the screen with anyone.
Yeah.
This guy gets
he's too sexy.
This guy has better dialogue than I do. Stallone came in and started rewriting everything. And the only thing he really kept from Cameron's version were the action set pieces. Mm.
Right.
So all like the dramatic parts and stuff like that, that was all like Stallone. He injected a lot of politics into it to kind of keep it more congruent with the first one. Mm-hmm. He spoke with a lot of like POWs and military veterans and stuff like that, and kind of put in a lot of like what he was hearing from them into the movie.
Good call.
But all the action stuff, like Rambo versus the Russians and all this other stuff, that's all James Cameron.
Dude, that's that rice paddy scene where he's getting the POW up the mud bank.
Before he gets captured.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, that's iconic,
intense.
Dude.
Intense.
That whole scene. And then the establishing.
There are several iconic scenes in this movie.
The establishing shot where they're climbing the hill and you see the army of Vietnamese warriors coming up the hill behind them. And it's like this wide shot with the helicopter right above him. It's glorious, dude.
Yeah,
it's glorious.
Do you know who directed this movie?
No idea.
So it's a director named George P. Cosmatos.
Was he Russian?
No, he's Hispanic.
Oh.
He might be Greek. You might recognize some of the other movies he directed, which was basically Cobra.
Oh, I love Cobra.
So he's a Stallone guy.
And he also directed... quote-unquote, directed Tombstone.
Ooh,
really?
What?
Yeah, he was the director on Tombstone. He's the credited director, even though Kurt Russell actually directed that movie.
Hmm.
But he was the one who was on set, like, you know, calling the shots, supposedly. But this was, like, his first big movie that was, like, an actual huge success. And I think that the reason he got along with Stallone so well is because he just did whatever Stallone wanted him to do.
I know.
Stallone loves that in a guy.
When a steroided out, greased up Stallone says he wants something in a movie, you put it in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine.
Well, yeah. Stallone was notoriously hard to work with, especially at this time when like his star was like, you know, just like at its peak.
Yeah.
So Stallone got like a really hard reputation as like someone who was like difficult to work with on set. And I feel like this director was just someone who was willing to go along with that. They actually got like an award-winning cinematographer to come on board the movie because like their first cinematographer had to drop out at the last minute. And there was this legendary cinematographer who was like vacationing in Mexico, which is where they shot this film. And Stallone like went to his hotel room. He's like, hey, I need you to shoot my movie. And so like because he was already there and because it was like kind of like a short shoot and he was going to get paid a lot of money, the guy decided to go ahead and do it.
Nice.
Which is one of the reasons why this movie looks so iconic.
It does
because
look
like the guy who shot it knew what the fuck he was doing.
Yeah, it does look. It looks much better than the first movie. The first movie has like low budget feel to it. And it's kind of grainy and it's not super well lit.
So
this movie is like
when we bought this or Prime. when we watched this movie yesterday, I watched it on Prime.
Uh-huh.
You can rent it for $3.99
mm-hmm.
or you could buy the UHD version for $5.99.
I just bought it.
I did.
Yeah.
I did. I bought it. But you can totally tell that they've gone into this movie and and readjusted and touched it and colored it and all this kind of stuff.
The commercial breaks are real obvious.
Yeah, it's almost too much.
Yeah.
In some
transitional parts, like as people are moving, it gets really blurry.
Well, Jude, so we didn't watch the UHD version talking about. No, we watched the free version on FX Now, which was like they put in like a fade to black for commercial breaks,
That just happened right now.
And also it was like a pan and scan situation where like there was some digital artifacting because it was mastered for TV as opposed to the UHD.
Yeah, that looks like trash.
Yeah.
Telling me that you didn't get to see glorious UHD veiny Sylvester Stallone?
I saw some veins.
Oh, okay.
Maybe I can't handle the good veins. I need starter veins.
The digital and digitally enhanced.
Yeah. But like as we were watching it, I kept like lifting up my glasses and putting them back down. I was is it me? Is it my eyes or is it the TV?
No, you guys just watched a shitty version of it. Yeah. That's terrible.
Yeah. I was like, why is this blurry?
How dare you?
Kanish, of course, his head is like, his face is in his phone. He's like, it's not blurry. And I was like, it's not? Is it me?
I didn't notice any blur. But another thing that we have to point out about this movie is how iconic the theme has become.
Oh, yeah.
Because you had the Rambo theme in the first movie, but then like they made it orchestral and epic. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so, like, the entire time I'm watching this movie, I'm just kind of, like, banging my head to, like,
that's good stuff.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah. Like, it was just, oh, it was so good.
The full Rambo scene where he just, like, suits up and goes to war.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Love it.
I don't know how we're kind of going through this movie, but one of my favorite scenes
by the seat
in
of
the
our
movie,
pants, buddy.
One of my favorite scenes in the movie is, you know, he gets captured and gets tortured.
Yeah.
And he's all like, you're going to get on the radio and you're going to call your base.
Oh, yeah.
And you're going to tell him, you know, I got captured because I'm a terrorist or whatever. Mm-hmm. Something. I forget what he said. But when he goes to the iconic line, I'd forgotten that.
He picks up the mic,
squeezes it.
I'm coming to get you.
Yeah.
Whoa, dude. Yeah, As the lightning strike happens.
Yeah,
I'd forgotten about that. And
chills.
I'm the chills.
Yes.
Hair and my arms stand up a little bit. Oh, fuck. It's like, yeah. Let's go. It's time to get my Rambo on.
Time to get
it
war.
It was cool.
Vader stood up and put a red bandana around
100%.
His head.
100%. Who does that? Every guy does it. Oh, it's time to go to war. Elbowed Kadesh in the face.
And the whole kind of plot point here is that you have a CIA guy who's like running an operation to try to quote unquote locate current prisoners of war so that they can send in extraction teams and rescue them. But what Rambo comes to discover is that this guy's full of crap and that the CIA is actually there to cover up any evidence of current POWs so that they can kind of like get out of the war, I think.
Well, so they're supposed to go to a camp that there's no one
it's
in
dormant.
It. So that they can go there and say, see, there was no one there.
Right.
So we don't need to send a rescue mission.
And then he goes there and he finds out that it's still active and there's still people captured there.
Yeah.
And then he reports that.
And then
like,
Murdoch's like, oh,
it.
So what they don't know is they rotate the guys who'd various camps for work because I guess they make them work the rice paddies or something. But did you guys notice how Murdoch was fully sponsored by Coca-Cola?
Oh, 100%. Yep.
Get me something cold.
Yeah, get me something cold.
Everybody in the room gets a Coca-Cola except for Rambo. Yeah,
it's almost like a double team situation.
Yeah, yeah. Like almost as bad.
I immediately noticed the product placement. I'm going, this Rambo movie brought to you by Coca-Cola. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, that's pretty funny.
That is funny.
And with all the bullshit, Space 1999 computers lining the walls.
Sounds great. How political of Coca-Cola to support this movie?
Right.
Oh, gee whiz.
Actually, this movie got a lot of flack when it came out for the politics.
I bet.
I'm sure.
Because people were like, this movie's woke. I wanted to go see an action movie. I got an anti-war movie.
Hey, man. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
At least he didn't have purple hair and half of it shaved off and tucking his penis between his legs.
I just want to talk about like the final act of this movie where basically Rambo just like becomes a one-man killing machine.
Yes.
Because during his entire like tour in Vietnam, I think like they say he killed like 56 people, confirmed kills.
Mm-hmm.
And in this movie alone, he kills like 76 people.
Yeah. He kills at least that in just this movie.
Yeah, all with bows and arrows too.
Oh, dude.
But it's great because it's one of those scenes where like he's like the ghost in the forest and as like the German guys are hunting them, he'll just come out of nowhere and like kill them. Mm-hmm. But there's this one truly memeable scene in this movie where the main kind of Vietnamese like prison guy is like shooting at him with like a AK-47, and Rambo takes his sweet time.
He's got a pistol.
Yeah,
he takes his sweet time. He pulls back the arrow, releases it, and the guy just blows up.
Oh, yeah. Glorious!
His parts go flying.
Yeah. That's
and it's just the whole setup for that. It wasn't just
because he's the one who killed his lady friend.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean,
so they
take the time to zoom in on him putting that arrow,
the
grenade on his arrow. Meanwhile, bullets are flying by.
Yeah.
And then the one of the favorite things in this movie is the sound effect of that fucking bow.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about?
And it has
like a tick, 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 tick. It's kind of like this weird sound effect when he's pulling the string back. And then he launches it and it goes, and it's like this crazy ass laser beam effect. And it's just kaboom. It's wild.
It's funny because that scene that scene was spoofed by Weird Al and UHF, and it was also spoofed in Hot Shots Part Deux by Charlie Sheen. So like, that one scene is probably the most iconic scene from this movie.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
For sure. Absolutely. And then we get the glorious helicopter chase at the end of the movie.
Oh, that was awesome.
So fun. So fun, dude. He's doing like barrel rolls and flips and trying to dodge his tank.
It's funny because I'm watching that. I was like, oh, so all America needed was like one helicopter to like win the Vietnam War. But then the Germans show up with like the big helicopter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's the helitank. And they start chasing him down. And then he defeats them by tricking him into thinking he's down, right?
Yeah.
So he's hit, and he's smoking, and he lands the thing so it looks like it's down and out.
He's playing possum.
Yeah, and then he pulls a freaking grenade launcher, shoots it through the broken windshield, and hits the helitank, blowing it to smithereens, and he's like, yeah, America.
Which is dog shit. It never would have happened.
No.
The visuals of like that helitank coming down almost like an apex predator, you know, in front of like the downed helicopter and Stallone just kind of like totally like plays possum and fakes him out to get him in a position where he can actually like shoot the thing down. It was great. And then like when they land back at the CIA base and Stallone gets out and just like rips out the fucking Gatling gun, to go after the CIA guys.
This is the
Jude literally said like, oh, come on.
This is like a wet dream of anybody who's ever had a shitty boss. Yeah. And they want to go in there and quit.
And Troutman just walks right past Trout. And Troutman's like, yeah, whatever.
Hey,
yeah,
man,
he hears the gun. Then he's like, I better go see what's going on.
He got betrayed, like completely thrown under the bus.
Listen, you're here to take orders.
No, fuck that.
Yeah, and Rambo saves all the POWs, kills all the Russians, kills all the Viet Cong.
But couldn't save his lady friend.
He really messes up that computer at the end there.
Defeats technology, defeats Skynet, defeats the CIA.
Takes out John Kreese.
Blowing out the whole thing.
Kicks his ass.
Yeah, no, he kicks John Kreese in the balls.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So he kicked his ass.
Glorious.
Yeah, glorious. So, and at the beginning of the movie, John Rambo asks Colonel Troutman, he's like, do we get to win this time? And by the end of the movie, it's like, yeah, he won.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, then he says his speech.
His mission accomplished. Stabs the freaking guy.
I die for my country.
Yeah.
There's this little,
great.
There's an awesome emotional line, which kind of made me well
somehow,
up a little bit.
Simultaneously anti-war and pro-American.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Go for it.
Ronald Reagan loved this movie.
As he should. Like any American should love this movie.
Sure.
If you don't love this movie, fuck you. All right, so.
And what's great is that it leads to Rambo 3, which is dedicated to the brave soldiers of the Taliban.
I cannot wait to review that movie.
those glorious soldiers of freedom.
The freedom fighters against the evil Russians.
That's right.
The flag smashers?
No, literally, at the end of the movie, it says dedicated to the brave soldiers of the Taliban.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's great. The whole time they're fighting with the Taliban.
I wonder if that's still there.
I wonder. That's a good question. But I can't wait to review that one.
Yeah, that's going
to
be good.
It's going to be great.
And that's the movie where he literally takes on the entire Russian army by himself.
More dirty communists.
Yeah.
I hate communists.
Good stuff.
Kill them all.
I could watch this movie a million times. It never gets old. I love it.
We need a new Rambo type character.
They keep trying.
Somebody that comes out of, Afghanistan.
Like Liam Hemsworth?
Yeah, Extraction movies.
Did you see? Yeah, Extraction's kind of... Yeah.
I said
he's,
Liam.
He's, oh, Liam, oh. No. Chris, the other one.
The problem is we don't have a Stallone right now.
We don't have an Arnold. We don't have a Van Damme.
No.
We don't have any action stars.
He's trying.
They are.
With the Extraction movies, he's trying to do it.
Megan Fox.
Jason Statham.
Fuck him! How dare you bring up Jason Statham in my presence?
What? You don't like the slow motion jet ski with the harpoon?
Oh, I love it. It looks amazing. I can't wait to
see that movie. I'm angry now. You've made me angry.
I'm like two chapters into the Meg.
Oh, you're reading it!
Oh, of course I am. I'm trying to get that. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get there before we start talking about Meg 2.
You're going to have to try harder.
What about Black Demon?
That's coming out.
The Black Demon. Oh, we're watching that next week, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
I'm so excited.
I can't wait.
I've been waiting for weeks to watch this movie.
I know, me too.
Should we watch it together? Yeah.
We should.
Yeah.
I'll figure it out. We'll do it one of these weeks.
Get some snacks. Yeah. Get some drinks.
We'll do it here. Yeah. Full volume, full screen.
Yes.
Let's do it. We could even record it.
Yeah.
Why not?
Black Demon.
All right.
That's a big ass shirt.
With not Josh Lucas starring.
Dude. Okay, here's my conspiracy. Patrick Wilson and Josh Lucas are the same fucking person.
They're clones.
We just watched Insidious Red Door, and the whole movie, I kept thinking, that's Josh Lucas. And then the credits rolled, and I was like, God damn it, it was Patrick Wilson. Mm-hmm. Got me again.
So to cap off this review, we're going to be doing shark movies in August. August Bites coming around the corner. So after this movie, we're going to do Black Demon. It's a Mexican legend shark movie, which just sounds absolutely incredible.
Sounds terrible.
I can't wait to review that one. So stay tuned for August Bites. I'm going to give it a 5 out of 5. This is a 5-star movie. I love every minute of it. It's a perfect sequel to the first movie. It's right up there with T2 and Aliens and all the glorious 80s and 90s sequels that came out. 5 out of 5. How about you?
What did I give First Blood?
5 out of 5.
Did I?
I think so.
I want to say you gave it 4.
Yeah.
You gave it 4. You were stingy with the 5 stars on that one?
Yeah, I'm stingy with my 5 stars.
Wow, okay. I'm not.
No, everything's 5-star movie view, right? No. Four and a half.
Oh, fuck you.
All right. 4.5 stars.
Why? What's that hold up? No boobs?
No boobs. No boobs. That's for sure. I don't know. I just...
Nobody got raped, man. I can't give it a 5-star.
No midgets.
There's no little people. There's no boobs.
You can thank Peter Dinklage for that bullshit.
Yeah. I don't know. I just... there was some... It's just... It's a great movie. I don't want to... I can't sit here and talk shit about it. I just... It doesn't feel like a full 5-star...
It's because there's no
thing boobs. To me. I mean...
Yeah.
I haven't watched this movie in years. And all my other 5-star movies, I watch on a semi-regular basis.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So...
Okay. Jude.
So I believe I gave the first one a 1-star crap fest.
Yeah, you hated that movie.
I did.
Yeah.
This was a big surprise for me. I was dreading it all week. I waited the whole week to watch it and just watched it last night, the last minute, because I had to. But I was very surprised at how much I enjoyed it. It's not 5 stars for me. If I never saw it again, I'd be okay. But it was surprising how much more enjoyable it was for me than the first one. So I'm going to give it 3 exploding arrows.
Fair enough. Katie, how about you?
I'll just say that, Jude, if you thought that this movie was hilarious, wait till you see the third one.
Okay.
That's a rough one.
The third one is hilarious.
God bless the Taliban.
I'm going to clip that.
The third one is like Rambo at his most ridiculous in terms of like being like a superhero, super soldier type thing. But it was kind of funny because growing up watching Rambo First Blood Part 2, this was one of my least favorite Rambos. Mm. And in fact, before we started watching this last night, I told you the breakdown of my Rambo list, which is mm-hmm. First Blood, Rambo 4, then it goes this movie, and then we have it goes Rambo 3, then this movie, and then Rambo 5 and 6.
Okay.
No, 5, sorry.
I think you messed up.
Even seen the newest one yet.
It's not yet. So basically, First Blood, number 4, Rambo 3, this movie, Rambo 5.
You're putting Rambo 3 ahead of this one?
I did it first because I hadn't seen this movie in a long time, and I remember not liking it as much.
Hmm.
But upon rewatching it last night, I told you, I was like, man, I'm going to have to redo my list because this movie was fucking fantastic. I loved every minute of it. It's very well paced. It's peak Stallone, peak 80s, peak action movies from the 80s. Everything about this movie was just fantastic. I give it, 4 exploding Russian tank helicopters out of 5.
They're called gunships, not tank ships.
It's a helitank.
It's a gunship.
Helitank.
Idiot.
Comment below.
Helitank or gunship. All right, guys. Thanks so much for watching this video. Really appreciate it. A message to our watchers and also our people that are listening live on Twitter Spaces. Head over to saltynerdclub.com and sign up for our Patreon area where we have exclusive podcasts over there that are audio only for our audio only listeners. We have a lot of fun doing a bunch of different topics. It's very loosey-goosey, kind of just open discussion. We have a lot of fun doing it, and we love providing that extra value for people who want to support the podcast. So we'd really appreciate it if you went over to saltynerdclub.com and supported us there. And we have a lot of really cool things to offer. And if you go back in the catalog, there's a ton of video podcasts and reviews and like series that you can watch where we review like old school sci-fi stuff.
Buck Rogers was my favorite.
Buck Rogers was a ton of fun. So head over there and support the podcast so we can keep doing these awesome podcasts that are free for you.
Where can people see our upcoming live shows?
Oh my God. SaltyNerdLive.com. And we're going to go live every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific time. Also on Saturdays at 10 a.m. So head over to our live streams and check us out because we have a lot of fun there as well. We're here to just entertain you.
Yeah, but if people go to saltynerdlive.com, they'll see our next upcoming live stream. So it's very easy if you ever want to know when we're going live.
If you can't tell, he's very proud of himself for making that.
Stop trying to make Salty Nerd Live happen.
All right, folks, we're getting out of here. Thank you so much for watching the review. Stay tuned. We'll probably do Rambo 3 in a couple of months or so.
Absolutely.
We got August bites to get through.
Next July.
2023.
No, we're not going to wait that long.
The year of Rambo.
Because it's September probably, right? Stallone September. We do that normally.
We can do all 5 movies this year.
I thought we'd do Schwarzenegger September.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we got to make room for Schwarzenegger. Mm-hmm. What's his name? Commando? We've never done Commando
yet. Was there one
yet
with him and Stallone both in it?
No.
Expendables?
Yeah, it's Expendables.
First Expendables?
Yeah. No, it was Escape Plan.
They're both in Expendables, too.
Are they?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they share more screen time in Escape Plan.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. All right, guys.
Let's
thanks so much.
Do Tango and Cash again.
No.
Stay salty, folks.